The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, October the 19th, 2008, the anniversary of the end of the Revolutionary War. Yorktown, Virginia, General Charles Cornwallis, his army of 8,000, surrendered to George Washington, and Jean-Baptiste Rochambeau, the Americans and the French between them, had about 17,000 troops on this day in 1781. It's the birthday of the novelist Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, D.C., 1962. She'd written one novel, and then one morning she was lying on her bed trying to think of an idea for another, looked at a poster on her wall, a poster she'd owned since she was 19, of the famous painting by Vermeer, Girl with a Pearl Earring. She said, "I looked up at the painting and wondered what Vermeer did or said to the model to get her to look like that. And right then, I made up the story." And she wrote Girl with a Pearl Earring, which was a big bestseller in 2000. It's the birthday of the novelist Philip Pullman, born in Norwich, England, in 1946, taught Greek mythology to his middle school students, and then started writing plays based on those myths. And then three best-selling novels for children, The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and The Amber Spyglass. Philip Pullman, who said, "We don't need lists of rights and wrongs, tables of do's and don'ts. We need books, time, and silence. Thou shalt not is soon forgotten, but once upon a time lasts forever." And it's the birthday of the spy novelist John le Carré, born David Cornwell, Poole, England, 1931, author of The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, a book that came out in 1963, was so successful that Cornwell was able to quit his job in the British Secret Service and write full-time. Here's a poem for today by Michael Heffernan entitled Medallion. "I'm going to go out and walk around a little because it's a nice day in the 70s after a night where the temperature dropped just below freezing. There isn't much here in the anteroom of the self, I don't think, so why should I go on investigating what last night's dream meant or the subtleties of the numerology of the soul as evidenced in cryptanalytical encodings in the poems of Bertrand de Montségur? I'm out of here and off on a little walk in the neighborhood. But first, I'd like to tell you I appreciate your letting me share. It meant a lot to me. Quite candidly, I'm not sure what to do on days like this, or any day, really. It all runs together into a place the good seem to have occupied as their own and spruced up so nicely. Others of us, who aren't so good, but not the worst of citizens, can't help but feel a little out of pocket, as the saying goes. And I, for one, would like to reach into my pocket and pull out the ruby medallion my mother gave to me, which fell out of my coat into the grate by the front tire of the bus I'd waited for across the street from the Schubert Theater in Detroit in 1959. I'd say to anyone around inclined to listen, here is a little something you can have. I hope you like it. Why don't you just keep it and give it to another good person someday? Tell them it used to be Bertrand's, who came here once on a horse all spangled with rubies and golden bells." A poem by Michael Heffernan, Medallion, from The Night Breeze Off the Ocean, published by Eastern Washington University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.